Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Go Red for Women is a signature event for the Northeast Louisiana American Heart Association. On Thursday, February 21st, women from across the area join together in promoting a heart-healthy lifestyle. Joining me in studio is Nikki Frank Myers, regional director of the local chapter. Nikki, the Go Red for Women shares the message of the importance of heart health. It includes activities as well as food and drink and special guests for the evening. Share for a moment on this year's keynote speaker.
Well, this year's keynote speaker is Lauren Tom. She's a New Orleans native, and you guys might know her from her Flirty Girl t-shirt line. She really just took an investment, her income tax refund one year, and invested it in herself, started a store in the front portion of her house, and now has grown into a chain, if you will. She's also pretty well known for being the 4'11" redhead that took on the NFL over the Who Dat logos Saints are in the Super Bowl. So we're really excited to have this little feisty investor coming to talk to us about just, you know, taking initiatives and investing in yourself. And she's a huge philanthropist, gives back to many organizations in New Orleans. And she's excited to be coming to North Louisiana. She's not spent a lot of time up here. So we're going to show her around and show her how we do things here.
Yeah. What caught the group's interest in bringing her for this event?
Well, I have followed Flirty Girl's shirts for a long time. And being the director, that's one of the things I get to do.
Right.
Pick and choose keynote speakers. And I really just started reading her story and thought that it's the 10th year of Go Red for Women. We in this community have done so much in educating women about heart disease and the risk factors of heart disease that we can step back on a night like Thursday night and really talk about some other things that affect women. You know, investing in yourself, investing back in your community, how to live a less stressful life. So we were looking for something that wouldn't be so specific to heart statistics and may be able to give us some encouragement or words of wisdom from a woman who's invested in herself and is really doing well with her, you know, decision to do so.
Another presentation that's going to be taking place, a video message from Senator John McCain's wife, Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy McCain is a wonderful very, very sweet lady. She spoke at the Shreveport event a few years ago, and we've asked her multiple times to come and speak at ours. Unfortunately, it just hasn't worked. So this year, she did make a video for us. It's strictly to our Ouachita Parish, North Louisiana audience, and she tells us a little bit about her story of surviving a stroke. She's a stroke survivor, and how important it is to know the signs of stroke and to act quickly and to really, you know, give back to the American Heart Association, in which we are the Stroke Association as well, for the research, because she'll tell you point blank, if she was not in the position that her friends noticed the symptoms and got her to the hospital in time and then had the research and the investment from the Heart Association to help her, that she wouldn't be standing here today. And her story and her message is really that you never know when it's going to hit. You know, her husband was on a campaign trail, and they had a year of events planned when she had her stroke. And she's like, it's never going to be an opportune moment. It's never going to be a good time. So, you know, learn the warning signs, learn the risk factors, prevent them as much as possible, and be prepared for if it does happen.
Well, the Go Red for Women event, you do a great job of mixing fun as well as information in the portion of the evening. And some of that has to do with designer handbags. A lot of fun there. Share on that and some of the prizes we'll find out about.
We started a few years ago. We have a red Louis Vuitton handbag that was donated from Union General Hospital this year. And we're selling chances to win tickets for that. And we also have, which we've sold more this year for this than the handbag, a Duck Commander Yeti ice chest. So I guess the guys are buying it for themselves and one for their women. I don't know. But you can mix and match those tickets. All of our committee members have them. They're selling them at the hospitals today. We'll have them the night of the event. But we'll have to see which raises more money, the Yeti ice chest or the Louis Vuitton. It's
right.
A challenge of the designers. Duck Commanders are taking on Louis.
Vacation as well as spa packages?
Yep, we've got it all. We've got some condos to Orange Beach. We've got Crested Butte, Montana condo donated. We're doing an Art for Heart section, which we started last year, where local artists have donated artwork. We're up to, I think, about 14 pieces right now of really some beautiful things celebrating our, you know, area and our great art community that we have. So we've got a lot of folks that not only donate monetarily to as sponsorships and table sponsorships, but donate their talents and gifts and services for our auction. So that's always a highlight of the evening.
You mentioned a lot of the work, Nikki, as far as educational programs taking place in our area. I know Lunch and Learn is a popular session for the Heart Association.
Right. We do our event, being a nighttime event, gives us the opportunity to get out into the community and to reach more women with the messaging of risk factors and heart disease and how to prevent it. We've done this for about 4 years. The first year we reached about 400. This year I got the preliminary numbers yesterday. We were up to about 3,700 ladies that we've been able to reach this year alone. Mm-hmm. And this is what the sponsorship money does. The people that invest in Go Red for Women allows us to get out into the communities. We've partnered with the Ouachita Parish Public Libraries, Lincoln Parish Public Libraries, with the school systems, women's events. We've even spoke at a knitting group this year, which I'm sure was very entertaining. I don't know. I didn't go to that one. But, you know, really being able to get out into the community, we've got nurses, dietitians, health experts, really a plethora of folks that are, you know, educated in their field that can go talk to groups about anything heart-related or women-related.
Now, there is an admission fee for Go Red for Women. Also, tables, I'm sure, available. How can someone find out more about the upcoming program?
You can get in touch with me at 355-1663, or you can go online to our Facebook page, which is Ouachita, goredforwomen.org. And we do have tickets available. We've got sponsorships available. Tables are still available. If you want to come that night and buy some raffle tickets for the Louie or the Yeti, come on. It's really going to be a great event. It's next Thursday, so it's coming quick. And we'd just like to thank everybody that's already supported and those who will be there that night to support us as well.
West Monroe Convention Center, and the starting time?
5:30.
Sounds good. Nikki Frank Myers is Regional Director of the local chapter of the Northeast Louisiana American Heart Association. Nikki, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.